Sets, first run out of the season, a really narrow 1-0 defeat away at Cheadle Town. Obviously the result doesn't mean too much, but obviously those who weren't here settled at the death by a really terrific goal. But overall, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, result means absolutely nothing to us, and I had said that, to be fair. What I wanted to see out of the lads was that they put a shift in, that they worked hard. It's obviously important for us to start to try to get that sharpness and fitness back and start to have a look at a couple of combinations, a couple of new faces in there. So it's really important that they start to kind of establish relationships with how each other play and you know, how we want to play as a team and how we want to be adaptable and things like that. So I was pleased, if I'm honest with you. I thought we started really sharply, and in the first half had 3 or 4 chances. We played Joe a little bit higher up the pitch, and you know, Joe could have scored a couple of goals in the first 5 or 10 minutes with runs that he's made, and you know, obviously lacking a little bit of sharpness, he perhaps would have taken those chances if it had been later on in pre-season or even when the season starts. So yeah, really pleased overall. I think everybody put a shift in. We've taken the chance to have a look at a few players in the second half who've kind of been down at training and chucking their hat in the ring, so we'll run the rule over them. Over, we've got, you know, a couple of games early next week. We've got training Thursday, so we'll start to make decisions about players, but pleased with what I saw today.
You mentioned obviously some new faces, but we'll just focus on the some familiar ones for a moment, most notably the return of Rick Leave into centre midfield.
Yeah, Ricky's obviously, he lives quite far away, he's got a lot of work time, but he's obviously a player who we rate highly. He's got a little bit about him, and we want to get him in the team and in the squad and contributing to what we do.
And of course, social media went a bit wild when we tweeted his photo. Saul Henderson has returned.
Yeah, Saul chucked his hat in the ring as well. We've got in touch with Saul, and you know, after leaving halfway through last season, we think he's got some attributes that might help us this season, and we think we can give him a chance. And you know, the ball is absolutely in Saul's court. I've told him that he'll get an opportunity, and if he takes his opportunity, he'll be in the team. He's obviously got the physique for it and the pace. If he can take his opportunity and score goals and create a platform for us, and you know, really set us up in the style of football that we want to play, then he'll be in the team.
And finally, we've kind of jumped the gun a little bit as we announced it on Twitter, but Roy Breslin and Jack Langford have both joined from Main Road, two young midfielders. What will they bring to the team?
Yeah, we've obviously admired them from across M21 for the last couple of seasons. Main Road situation of them getting relegated has obviously allowed us to kind of have a conversation with you know, a couple of the Main Road players, John Mason as well, of course, at centre half, who was their captain for a long period of time. So, you know, all three of them will bring something to our squad. Definitely, they're familiar with the club. I thought Rory was very good tonight. He's a tenacious player, wants to get the ball back. I thought Jack was technically really good. He got hold of the ball, looked to move it quickly as well. And, you know, both players contributed to what was a really sharp first half for us. So, yeah, really pleased with them. Jonathan's leadership will be a big thing for us throughout the season. You know, obviously having been a captain, he's very experienced at this level and knows what it takes to win. So we're hoping that all three of them can really contribute to our squad this year.
Tess, thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.